Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick Costos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Hello, Nick. How are
What's going on,
hey,
guys?
Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing? Great to be back from Vegas. Great to be on with you.
How was Vegas? What does a guy who does betting for a living do in Vegas?
lose at the tables and win betting on sports is how it went this weekend. So about what I expected. Saturday and Sunday were both awesome. And I don't want to make it like I win all the time because I don't. And like what we do on the show on You Better You Bet, we call it the knife edge, right? And it's like, I think I used that term with you guys on the show last week, where it's like, you bet the NFL – like, you have to have the humility as a bettor to know that a lot of these decisions and, like, weird things that go on in games, like, sometimes they're going to go your way and sometimes they're not. Like, it just so happened that a lot of the knife-edge decisions this week, like, went our way, which is really great. So, like, we won on Saturday, had a couple knife-edge games. Like, we won the under on Oklahoma-Nebraska. Like, there were, like, 50 points at halftime, and we won under 66. We won under 55.5 Georgia-South Carolina, final score 48-7. We had the Jets on Sunday. We had the Dolphins on Sunday down 35-14 to start the fourth quarter. So, like, had a couple other results go against us. It's just like whenever you hear someone in the sports betting space be like, oh, I win all the time. Like, no, you don't. Like, it's impossible. And all the random stuff that happens in games, sometimes it will go your way, sometimes it won't. That's the reason we always try and get the best number when we bet, because over the course of time, we feel like we will win if we do that.
All right, so, Nick, if you had the Jets on Sunday, what are you thinking in the final 155 as Clevelanders are getting their hearts ripped out?
Oh, well, I mean, this is going to be, like, an annoying answer for, like, for Browns fans here, but, you know, it's what separates kind of, like, sports bettors. Like, if you just bet on games from fans. Because, like, our Super Bowl in that game is when Cade York misses the extra point to make it 30-17 instead of 31-17. So it's like the Browns are on that final drive, and obviously, like, everyone's made a lot about Hunt and Chubb not going down. But we say as soon as Cleveland gets the ball on that final drive up 24-17, remember, we have Jets plus 6.5. So, like, our worst-case scenario is the Browns run the clock out because we lose. Like, we never get the ball back. We actually like, need the Browns to score if the Jets are not going to get a turnover, because then, like, something crazy can happen, right, which is what happened. So that's, like, the fun thing with sports betting is, like, 24-17, you bet the underdog, and you need the favorite to score because it extends the game and allows for insanity to happen. So the Browns do score, and then York misses the extra point. So now what we get here is that now if the Jets score a touchdown and get the extra point, we actually cover. And then Corey Davis, they have the blown coverage. And I'm literally yelling at people in the sportsbook. And you bet tweeted this, like our video talking about this on Monday. I'm yelling at people in the sportsbook, like, no one celebrate yet. Like, we need the extra point to go through here. Like, did you not just see what just happened? Their line makes it 30-24. And then the other crazy thing now is, now we want the Browns to recover the onside kick. So, like, I didn't care that the Jets won the game. That meant nothing to me. Like, Cleveland recovers the onside kick, it's knees, and the game's over. Jets recover the onside kick. Now here's a Flacco throwing a pick six or fumbling the ball, and the Browns bring it back. So it happened to work out our way, but it's just like the swings during when you bet on, especially NFL games, because it's the craziest sport, are just wild. So apologies to Browns fans. I wasn't rooting for the Browns to lose. As far as I was concerned, 30-24, we could have stopped the game there.
Nick, I was just wondering, I was going to ask you if you were at a sports book on Sunday. And I just, like, I can't imagine how crazy, I don't know if it was fun for everybody, but how crazy it would have been to be in a sports book where you had all the games going on at the same time on Sunday, and then knowing that that's, you know, we're looking at that next year after January 1 when it becomes legal here.
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, like, obviously, like, bet responsibly, and I'm not trying to turn this into, like, bet all your money, because, like, it could have very easily gone against us, right? Like, Kareem Hunt goes out of bounds, like, the Dolphins don't come back, and we end up losing a bunch. Like, we had Cardinals money line. It was just, like, crazy series of events where we won a bunch last weekend. So, like, look, like, betting's fun. It's great being in the sports book, and there's so much energy when you've got money on a game. It's fantastic. Also, like, I just want to make sure, like, always bet within your means, and once betting becomes legal, like, never bet more than you can afford to lose. But, yes, like, obviously, tremendously, tremendously fun. I absolutely love it.
Tomorrow night, Browns-Steelers in Cleveland, Thursday night football. Each team really needs a win. I think the Browns, big trouble if they don't get a win. What's the line? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I hate to say this, but it kind of feels like the Browns season, like, it is too dramatic to say this, so, like, I don't mean this, like, the way it's going to come across. It kind of felt like the Browns season almost, like, ended last week, because, like, you need it to be 4-0, I think, at this point, with the schedule being what it is in October, like, before Watson gets back, obviously. But maybe they can go 3-1 here. The number currently at You Better You Bet show sponsor BetMGM, guys, the Browns are 4.5-point home favorites. This reached as high as 5.5. There's no real difference between 4.5 and 5.5 because games don't really land 5 in the NFL, so it's basically the same number. I show a slight edge on Pittsburgh here, just like betting the game. I'm not going to have a big bet on the game. I may have some props that I give out on the show tomorrow. I think Cleveland is like a 3-point favorite in this game. Maybe you could talk me into 3.5, but I don't think this is a great betting opportunity in this game. If I had to bet it, I would bet the Steelers plus 4.5. I do think the Browns are likely to win. I also think this is very likely to be Mitch Trubisky's last game as Pittsburgh starter. I think it makes a lot of sense, right? Short week on the road, you would never start Pickett, but now you would have like 10 days rest hosting the Jets in week 4. So I think Pickett will start next week for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think the Browns very likely to win a close game here and prove to 2-1. If I had to bet it, I would bet the Steelers.
Can I switch over to baseball for a second with you? You good
sure.
with that? I'm just thinking, thoughts on the Guardians as they're doing the stretch run here to be able to close it out. And then what would they look like in the wild card round? And I guess right now it'd be Seattle.
Yeah, I think like Seattle would like have to be favored in that series, right? Seattle,
even though it's here, right?
Yeah, Seattle has been playing. I mean, it would be probably close to even.
Right.
Maybe Seattle will be like a slight favorite in that series. I just think like, and I am like a Yankee fan saying this here, and I hope I don't like that. I know Cleveland sports fans don't really like the Yankees. And
hey, Nick, let me just say, I'm sorry. You're a Yankee fan. You're thinking Steelers a little bit there, and you're rooting for the Jets in some way, shape, or form.
I bet the Browns in week 1. I did take the Browns in week 1.
There you go. He's a fan for the first game.
There you go.
And, listen. You guys broke my heart in 97, okay, with Sandy Alomar with the hit off Mariano Rivera, okay? So I hated Cleveland sports for a long time. In any event,
I got to tell you that one pimple in Yankee history is sticking with you.
Hey, listen, I was like 14 at the point. That was terrible when that happened. But yes, I hate the Guardians, I should say. I have no beef with the Browns or any other Cleveland, the Cavs or any other Cleveland sports team. I really do think, and this is not me being a homer, I bet against my teams all the time. I think the American League is like, it's the Yankees or the Astros. I think it's probably, honestly, the Astros. I don't think the Yankees are going to get there in the end. So, like, look, Cleveland could obviously get past the wild card series. I'm not saying that Seattle will definitely win, just that I think that bettors would probably be more interested in the Mariners side of the equation here. But I do think it's like we're on a collision course for Yankees-Astros, and I do think the Astros are likely to win the American League.
I got a bet for you here.
Sure.
Will Jacoby Brissett reach 300 yards in passing in any game this season? What could you do with that?
No. He would have. What did he finish with on Sunday? He's played great, by the way, in the first two games of the season.
It was like 229, something like that.
No, there's no chance. Zero. Not zero. I mean, like, it ain't going to happen against Pittsburgh because the game's not going to get loose. Like, you need, like, a game to get. And by the way, both Browns games have gotten loose already. Like, 26-24 against the Panthers and 31-30 against the Jets. No, like, I mean, they don't have enough explosive players in the passing game. Like, unless David Bell, like, suddenly pops and becomes great. But Cooper's lost a step. Peoples-Jones is a one-trick pony. Like, Njoku hasn't gotten involved to the degree you might expect yet. Like, I think with the Browns, with their offensive line, especially once Conklin gets back, like, it's Chubb and Hunt, and that's what they should do. So I don't think Brissett will top 300.
Is there a line on Aaron Judge and home run totals?
Not anymore. I mean, there was. Like, you could have bet, like, is Judge going to break Maris's record at even money, like, 6 weeks ago? I would have bet no, and I would have been really wrong here because he hit 60 last night, and now he's got, what, like 14 games left to hit 2 to set the American League record? pretty unbelievable stuff. And I hate to say this, but I got back from Vegas last night, was trying to stay up for his bat in the ninth, and literally fell asleep in the bottom of the eighth. Oh. Just so shot from the flights home. So that sucked, waking up to that this morning.
I'll bet that did. If you're laying it out in the American League, then what kind of long odds would you have on the Guardians reaching the World Series? Anything there that you think would even be of value to somebody?
Let me see here. The Guardians right now are 14-1 to win the American League at BetMGM. I don't have to read all the odds, but the Astros are the favorite, then the Yankees, then a pretty big gap to Toronto, then Seattle, then Tampa, then the Guardians, and then you have the White Sox, who whatever. The Guardians, I think, basically just ended the White Sox season last night, which is pretty satisfying to watch, because screw them. I think the Cleveland guys, honestly, it doesn't mean that they're not going to get there, right? Because we see what was it? What year was it? 2006, when the 83-win Cardinals won the World Series and David Eckstein was MVP. We've seen crazy stuff happen in baseball. It's possible that teams could get hot. The Indians have, or I keep calling them the Indians. The Guardians have pretty solid pitchers in the start of the at the top of the rotation that could potentially get hot, right? I just think they are the least likely team, and I would not put money on them. I really think it's going to be Yankees and Astros. And again, I am a Yankee fan, but that's not me being a homer. That's just me saying, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be Yankees and Astros. I think if you had to make a case for one of those teams outside of the Yankees or Astros, it's probably Toronto, right? With some of the arms at the top of that rotation and the depth that they have in the order. I think Toronto is probably a year away. So I do think it'll be Yankees, Astros. I personally wouldn't bet the Guardians, but that doesn't mean they can't get there. I'm wrong all the time.
Nick, when it comes to college football here, our alma mater, Kent State's playing Georgia this week. So we don't have any hopes they're going to win the game because they're playing the best team in the country.
No, but, definitely not.
But when you see plus 45, do you run away from those bets, or do you I look at when I see a gaudy number, I'm like, oh boy.
Well, I think it's just I don't do numbers for college games the way I do NFL games, but my college betting is more situational. And I can just tell you this, situationally with Georgia. So I watched basically the entire Georgia-South Carolina game because I had money on it, and it was right in my face at the sports book, which is awesome. I had under 55.5 again in the game. So Georgia does whatever it wants offensively. Georgia just sent two running backs, Samir White and James Cook, to the NFL, and now they have two more running backs that are going to make the NFL, and a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, and they're the best team in the nation. And despite all of this, up 48-0 at the end of the game, South Carolina scored with a minute and a half to go, and it was the final. It was the first touchdown that Georgia's allowed all season. They were with backups, trying desperately to keep South Carolina out of the end zone. So, what does that tell you? At the end of the game against Kent State, if it's 52-0, Georgia's not going to let them score. Play the prevent defense. That's not the MO of this team. So that's not me saying I would bet on Georgia. I just think I'll tell you what. How about this? I would never bet Kent State. I would only bet Georgia in the game.
Okay, fair enough.
We bet Kent State to the tune of tuition. That was about
it. Yeah, that's enough. They got 4 years out of both of us.
I feel that I get letters from my alma mater, and I'm like, haven't I given you guys enough already? And I throw it out.
Exactly right. Nick, a pleasure always. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thank you very much. That was host of You Better, You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.